I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Chime Time. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnanski.
No more vacations. No more cell phones. We start to grind the football season. Krishan, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Good morning, Mutt. It's been a bit, but I am good this morning. Let me tell you, it's a wonderful day.
Red Sox are not good. We'll get to the football and a quick golf question for you, golf betting question before we get out of here on this Tuesday morning. We are now less than 2 weeks away, just over a week away, from actual NFL games being played that matter, that, of course, being next Thursday between the Bills and the Rams. We can start with the Red Sox, who had an awful base-running play last night, saw their bullpen again stink, and as written in the Boston Globe today, that's why you're last place in the AL East. They lose to the Twins 4-2. It is Chris Archer tonight. It is Cutter Crawford tonight. We have a month left here to fire on the baseball. The games, the totals, the props. Chris Schein, let's start with your Boston Red Sox. Anything stand out to you on Tuesday Night Baseball here for the Boston team?
Well, I noticed that there's not a lot of props listed, so there's not a whole lot of options right now.
Yep, we are doing this just after 10 o'clock, and so baseball props are not that... When you have a last-place team, Shime, and they're not sure who you're going to play in these games, yeah, the props are not plentiful, that's for sure.
Yeah, which is why I think I'm going to go with the Twins. Minus on the money line, minus 135. Chris Archer hasn't been great this year, but Cutter Crawford also hasn't been great in his last couple starts either. So I was kind of leaning towards the over here, but I'm just going to go with the Twins, minus 135 on the money line.
Yeah, once they do post it, if they post it before the Red Sox pregame show today, I'll be interested in Xander Bogaerts. Xander Bogaerts has excellent numbers lifetime against Chris Archer. But as you said, nothing is posted yet, at least on DraftKings where you and I are looking, because that's our available betting window, at least for now. I guess of all the other bets that are there, the one I could see myself making and have not placed it yet, obviously, is the Red Sox team total over 4.5 at plus 110. And I mentioned that because they, as a team, hit 277 against Archer. Bogaerts and Devers both have pretty good numbers there. And you mentioned him. Archer has not been good this year. He gave up 5 runs in his last start. I know the Twins are still in it for the wild card, but assuming they put out a requisite lineup tonight, I can see them getting to Archer. So the player props are not there. I would lean Bogaerts potentially in some total base stuff, but I will take the Red Sox team total over 4.5. They stink. They're not good. They're not going to the playoffs. They're last place, but... same thing with Chris Archer. This is not the guy that used to tear it up for the Tampa Bay Rays.
Correct. Different guy. And the other prop I would look at, too, like I said, Cutter Crawford also has not been good his last couple outings. If his innings prop is 15.5 or more,
not up there
I'm probably
right?
going to take the under on the Cutter Crawford outs recorded prop. That would be one that I would look for once it does come out. As of right now, it is not out.
Xander, in his career, 11-for-35. Against Archer, that's .314 batting average with 3 doubles. Rafael Devers, 3-for-7 lifetime with a couple of doubles. So there are some guys, Trevor Story, 2-for-4 lifetime with a double and a home run. So there are some guys, they have an OPS almost 800 against him. Story did come back last night. I suspect he'll be a full go. I don't think it'll be a start and stop thing for him. So the offense gets a little punchback. Maybe the books aren't recognizing that as of yet. But give me the Red Sox team total over 4.5 at plus 110. On a season that is, winding down here. for your Boston Red Sox. As for your Patriots, Chris Schein, they went and played their game on Saturday. We talked on Friday night against the Raiders, and as we suspected, starters did not play much. When they did, they were not very good. If people have not listened to it yet, I urge them to go listen to Phil Perry and Tommy Curran on the Patriots Todd podcast. Their breakdown, you know, very honest assessment that, you know, one of the things they're concerned about, you know, now that maybe they wouldn't have been Schein, is Mac Jones and his mental state. You know, how angry he was on the field on Friday night, and then how abruptly, you know, he said the right things, but if you're going by the actions, not the words, he's in a weird mental space right now. And if you're looking for any reasons to bet they're over, based on what you saw Friday in that game, I saw nothing. Nothing that would make me want to bet the over 8.5 win.
Yeah, I mean, the Patriots preseason game did not go well for Mac Jones. There is nothing exciting about this offense whatsoever. I don't think it's all his fault, though. I've been trying to get this across on the morning show. Is because I'm just painted as a Mac Jones hater, so any anti-Patriots offense take, it comes off as anti-Mac Jones. But in this situation, I don't think it's his fault. A, I think the offensive line is putrid, and B, I think the receivers can't get open. So what happens? Well, he'll hit a receiver on the very first play on the numbers for a good 6-yard gain. Then there's a negative run, and then you get sacked, and then you're punting the ball away. And that's going to happen a lot this season. I think you're going to see, for whatever reason, the Patriots, bread and butter last year was running the football. They all of a sudden can't do that now. This offensive line is a disaster. I just don't think the receivers are that good. So it's not all on Mac Jones, but this offense, not going to be great. Because it's one thing if your offense isn't great, but your quarterback is top-tier elite, because then he can kind of cover some of the flaws. We've seen that with Tom Brady. We've seen it with Aaron Rodgers. Hell, we've seen it even to a degree with Justin Herbert. He had or Joe Burrow even better last year. Literally took 50 sacks and went to the Super Bowl. It's never happened before. Mac Jones is not in that conversation. I'm sorry. He's just not elite as many Patriot fans want him to be. He is not. And thus, this offense is going to struggle.
So, with that in mind, Warren Sharp, who is, I guess, going to be writing for Fox Bet this year. But obviously, Sharp Football Analysis, we've talked about it both on this podcast and previous versions of this podcast with our friend John Anderson. They posted a story on their website just a couple of days ago about the Patriots win total over-under. You and I are already heavily invested. We are. But I'm invested. I won't say super heavily as of yet, but I'm invested in the under already. And they did a why you should bet the over-under, and they give you three reasons why you should bet the over, and then three for the under. So I thought we'd go through these very quickly here as we start to get ready for the football season.
Okay, let's run it.
The number one reason they would say to bet the over on 8.5 wins this year is Bill Belichick. He's the best at adapting each game plan to each opponent. The only time Belichick went under the season win total in the past 5 years with Cam Newton. Mac's a good fit. Patriots can lean on the run game, but Jones gives the coach a capable quarterback when called upon. So Bill Belichick is the number one reason to bet the over.
I am shocked that there's more reasons, but go ahead.
Number two, the Patriots' offseason is a likely foreshadowing of the upcoming season. In a copycat league, Belichick usually does the opposite and continues to build this offense around being able to run the football. The Patriots have a plethora of running backs, will keep games close, giving themselves a chance to win every game. So number one is Bill Belichick. Number two is established.
Here's the thing. That sounds great in theory until your offensive line can't block a simple run play and you're getting negative yards on runs and you can't get any explosive yardage, and then you can't run out the clock. You can't keep it close because you can't possess the football.
Number three, Patriots won 10 games in 2021 and were the largest underachievers in their Pythagorean win total. The 21 season was a smashing success until the bye week, and instead of helping the team with the rookie quarterback, the Patriots struggled following the bye week, finishing the season 1-3. So they were projected to win more but didn't? So you should
last year, a different team was projected to win
with
more.
With J.C. Jackson and other talented players. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And an offensive coordinator. Okay. All right. What are
did
the
I sell you on the over?
No, you did not. What are the reasons to bet the under, Mutt?
The Patriots face the eighth. This is number one. This is a Sharp Football Analysis. Number one, the Patriots face the eighth hardest strength of schedule after facing the eighth easiest in 2021, including three short-week road games. In addition to the third biggest jump in strength of opponents, the Patriots have the second-worst net rest advantage, as they will play two games with a rest advantage and are at a rest disadvantage four separate times. So Easy schedule, too hard schedule. Number one reason to bet the under.
100% agree, because the final seven games of this regular season feel impossible.
Gauntlet.
You go Minnesota. You go at Minnesota, home for Buffalo, at Arizona, at Vegas, home for the Bengals, home for the Dolphins, at the Bills. That sounds impossible to win more than two games.
Number two, Bill Belichick dominated inferior opponents, winning seven games by more than two touchdowns, which skews the season-long metric. So they beat up on bad teams. They beat two teams all year, the winning record, but those wins are against the Titans, who play without Brown, Jones, and Henry in the Bills game, in which the Patriots threw three passes. So their best two wins were against a beat-up Titans team and the record win game in Buffalo. They play some months tougher schedule. Again, I think this is much more selling me to bet the under than the over, Chris Schein. I co-sign on both these things so
100%.
Far.
And I can see it now, Mutt. I'm going to paint this picture for you. We're entering week five. Patriots are welcoming the Lions into Foxborough, currently 1-3, having only beaten the Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh in week two. They come in and they drop like a 45 bomb on the Lions because the Patriots are at home and the Lions are, well, they're Detroit.
Yep.
And everybody gets all excited. Okay, here we go. Patriots now 2-3.
Yeah.
And then they crap on the Browns without Deshaun Watson because we saw what they did against the Browns last year. They're now 3-3. Everybody's shaking their hands. They win against the Bears and Jets. They are now 5-3. Everybody's losing their minds before they get absolutely pumped by the Colts in November. Like, that's I can see it now. Everybody's going to get so worked up because they beat the Lions, Browns, Bears, and Jets in four straight weeks. And then all of a sudden they're going to get dominated by the Colts. And then everybody's going to come back down to earth.
Yeah, it does feel like it's a real big setup for that. And the people that the in Belichick we trust people, all these people that are shaking their heads saying, yeah, those are good reasons to bet the over, Warren Sharp. They're going to be yelling at us. Those of us who have taken a stance against the Patriots this year. There is a four-week stretch during the schedule. We're going to have to shut our mouths and take it because
They
should go 3-1, 4-0 in that stretch. Now, if they don't, then
then we're going to be laughing even louder.
Reason number three, this is a kicker one. This is something that Andy Hart would love. The Patriots finished 8.6 net field goals above expectations as opponents made 67% of field goals while Nick Folk made 92. The Patriots will not be able to sustain that run of field goal luck. In the red zone, the Patriots offense converted 5%. Over expectation, a 63% touchdown rate, while the defense allowed a minus 2.5% conversion rate over the expectation 54. Luck and a tougher schedule will cause regression for the Patriots. So they list you two options here to bet the over or under. There are three reasons for the over. Do not sell me. The three under make me feel better about the under, Chris Schein. And based on what we saw in the preseason and going through this sharp football analysis, I will be on the under for the Patriots.
I am well with you. I am invested in the under. I now feel even more confident about the under. Thank you, Warren Sharp.
Their strength of schedule is the eighth toughest here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, eighth. So it's Chiefs, Rams, Raiders, Steelers, Texans, Jets, Bengals, Patriots. So 25th easiest schedule, eighth toughest schedule. For the Patriots. We like them, and the under will have a lot more on this. We are like literally days away from starting to actually, at some point this week, we have to dip our toes in the water week one. Like,
I'm so excited. I already have a bet. You know I already have a bet for week one, right?
It's got to be the Broncos, right?
I made this bet.
A lot of people I know have already bet the Broncos. So I made this bet
when the NFL schedule dropped. So when these odds first came out on DraftKings, the Broncos were only 4.5-point favorites. So I have the Broncos -4.5 Monday night at Seattle.
Wow. And what's the actual number now?
The number now is 6.5.
There you go. And by the way, a lot of people jumped in. And 4.5 feels like a fair number, especially when you're going up against Geno Smith. Not even Drew Lock. Geno Smith. One more football follow-up for the people. Who do we get in the first round when at number two overall on Saturday in the Chris Schein football draft?
Scared money don't make money much, so we went with the one and only Christian McCaffrey.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
I went running back.
Taylor went first, McCaffrey went second.
Correct. Nice. I went running back, my first two selections. Yeah, I went...
Dalvin Cook?
No, because I picked at two, and then I didn't pick again until... What is that, 19 or something like that?
Oh, 10. Oh, yeah, gotcha. Okay.
So I went McCaffrey Chubb as my first two overall picks.
Look at you. I'd love to know which wide receivers you missed out on there because that's an aggressive aggressive start. Who did you end up at wide receiver? Do you even have it for
me? Yeah, so I have Mike Evans was my first receiver. I also have DK Metcalf, Cortland Sutton. I have Christian Kirk. Hold on, where's the rest of this team? I don't have it up in front of me at the moment,
no
but
problem.
Those are the
don't
ones I know off the top of my head, so there you go.
Did we get a top flight tight end, which everyone says you have to have this year?
No, unfortunately, I was just about to take Kyle Pitts.
Boy.
Got sniped on that pick. I got sniped on my tight end and my quarterback. It was unfortunate. I had a great plan. I'm like, all right, I'm lined up to take Kyle Pitts, actually right where I was going to take DK Metcalf. I got scooped on it. So somebody snagged Pitts in front of me. And then I was going to take Jalen Hurts, and somebody decided to take Jalen Hurts as a backup quarterback. I was like, oh, this is great. Everybody in the league had a quarterback at this point, and Jalen Hurts
and
is
I'm still
going to
get Jalen
there.
Hurts, who's and mobile, going to run around, make plays. Yeah.
I'm rolling up my sleeves. I'm like, this is the greatest day on earth. I'm the happiest man alive. And somebody decided, no, I'm going to take a backup quarterback. I don't know why you do that in fantasy football, but alas, he did, and he took Jalen Hurts, and I was a depressed boy. So I ended up with Derek Carr as my quarterback.
I don't mind that. I don't mind Derek Carr. Derek Carr in the Josh McDaniels offense was talking to the boys last night about fantasy football prep. We have our big family draft on Labor Day Monday night, and we're talking about stacks we might make. And I said, I like the Raiders. If I get Derek Carr with Davante Adams or Derek Carr with Renfro or Derek Carr with Darren Waller, any one of those three guys, you feel good about every week.
Yeah.
You get Josh's offense. I'm all for it.
Yeah, and I got Derek Carr. I took him with the very last pick in the draft or in my draft. Like, I took him in the final round, so I didn't even have to – I could just sit there while everybody's taking kickers and defenses. I'm over here taking my quarterback, so I felt pretty good about it. I feel good about my team. Everybody was –
Ooh, folks, you hear that?
Yeah. You know.
I feel pretty good. You don't feel good about
no,
it.
No, I actually feel good. Okay.
You don't.
So here – I pulled it up for you.
Go ahead.
So as I said, McCaffrey, Chubb, Evans, Sutton, Metcalf. Then I also have Ayuk, Brandon Cooks, Chase Edmonds, A.J. Dillon, Christian Kirk, took a massive flyer on Romeo Dubs because somebody has to catch passes in Green Bay. That's my big-time sleeper. I actually had to write him in because it was a live draft. They didn't have a sticker for him. I have Dawson Knox at tight end, and with the cutting of O.J. Howard today, I feel even better about that.
I totally agree with you on that, yeah.
And then I grabbed Butker in the Chargers defense, and then Derek Carr's my quarterback, so I'm feeling good.
I like that team.
And Trey Lance is a free agent. So if I notice that Trey Lance is going to play really well, I'm going to spend a ton of fab and just scoop up Trey Lance and start him at quarterback and pair him with Ayuk. I thought about doing that as my quarterback in general, but I'm like, no. I'll take the safe play. Go with Derek Carr at least in week one.
I can't believe you didn't take Trey. I think Trey Lance can have a monster year.
Yeah, so the whole Jimmy G signing makes me waffle a little bit now on Trey Lance just because like I don't know what San Francisco is doing, and I'm scared now that if he has one bad game that they'll just go to Jimmy G, which is stupid in my opinion. So I'm kind of – I'm waffling a little bit here, but I can – nobody's going to pick up Romeo Dubs until he does something. So worst-case scenario, I drop Dubs and pick up Lance. And I'm like, okay, now I can make the decision for myself. And I would have the Lance Ayuk stack, which would be nice. So we'll see. We'll see.
Are you suspect? Did you predict any cuts? We're doing this at 10 o'clock today. So people, they've heard this. They probably get the Patriot cuts. Did you predict any big cuts on the Six Rings podcast?
No. So I had predicted Malcolm Butler a while ago, and then they released him.
Put him on IR, basically.
Yeah. Put him on IR, and then released him.
Yeah.
So that one was kind of the one big cut I had made. Andy and Fitzy, I know last night, were discussing the possibility of a Ty Montgomery cutting, primarily due to the injury.
Hurt him there at the end, yeah.
Yeah, so that could be, if they're making room for somebody else on that receiver core, or the running back room, they could do that. But outside of that, I don't see any major cuts. I think the guys that should make it will make it, and then it'll be the fringe guys that don't matter. I don't see anybody of any importance getting cut from this team at this point.
All right. One quick golf note. The Tuesday aftermath of the Tour Championship, this was expected in most golf circles. The LIV filled out their roster for next year. It includes Cam Smith, not a big surprise. Joaquin Neiman ends up being a 23-year-old international player they were able to get. They did not get Hideki Matsuyama, which apparently the reports this morning that I was reading, they offered him $350 million guaranteed
Holy
to go.
Smokes.
He said no. And so what they did is that because they know they're not going to have that Japan market, they ended up releasing some of the Asian-born players, so I don't know what will end up happening to them. But long story short is they get Cam Smith, they get Joaquin Neiman, they have guys like Mickelson, and they have Dustin Johnson. They're playing this weekend in Boston for a three-day tournament. And I've heard radio ads for it. I've seen billboards around. And you could convince me, Shime, to like to go if I you know, if the tickets weren't expensive. Hey, take my son who loves golf to go watch some of these guys golf. I have no interest in betting it. I was sitting there looking at this morning. I'm like, I'll ask Shime about this. It's a 3-round event. There's no cut. There's no benefit to winning because the money's guaranteed anyway. And I feel like I'm betting like an exhibition. And I wondered, as someone who became obsessed with golfing this year, like you did, do you have the same feeling? Or are you willing to bet on LIV Golf this weekend?
No. I have no interest in betting on LIV. I don't even necessarily have a good feel for it. The whole 3-day shotgun start thing. I don't know, man.
Are you trying to win? Are you there just to get your paycheck and go home? Like, and the motivation of the PGA Tour is like Rory's trying to run down Scotty on Sunday. He's trying to storm back and win the Tour Championship. There's competition there.
Yep.
I don't see the competition right now with LIV. And when there's no competition involved, like, how do I pick out a group of 72 golfers, whatever it is? Like, who wants to win that week if there's no real benefit to winning? What do they get? They're all paid anyway.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm not going to bet that at all. I am going to avoid that. I'm going to prepare myself for football season, and I'm going to call it a day. It's going to be nice.
I am too. Same result. All right, so we will start to get focused in on week one as we head towards Thursday, which is a week away from the kickoff, which obviously will be the Rams and the Bills. We'll get an update if we can at some point this week on any sort of timetable for sports betting here in Massachusetts. It was very frustrating to be in a state where you can live sports bet for days and come home to this archaic setup where you put your phone on. It's like, no, you do not live in the right area. But hopefully, sometime in November, we'll be able to bet physically at locations, and sometime in the new year, early new year, be able to bet mobily here in Massachusetts. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, on the Odyssey app, Shime. That's where people get this daily betting podcast, which is coming off the vacation season and getting ready for football season.
Hell yeah, baby. I'm so excited for football season. But this is the best time of the year. I know I hate wishing away summer, but now that it's coming to a close, I'm okay with it. And I am beyond thrilled for football.
It is the only reason why you can sort of stomach the end of summer. And it's like, oh, kids, even the boys last night, guys, I know summer's over, but it is football season.
I had
flag football, NFL football, college football, all of it.
I'm on the golf course on Sunday morning, and I'm standing there at the tee box, and it's like 9:30, and I said to myself, you know, I can play 18 and then go home and watch football soon. It's gonna be, it's gonna be the most joy filled month or two of my life in September, October, when I'm out playing golf and then go home and watch football. Oh, I can't wait.
I cannot wait. BetQL Boston there on Twitter. We'll keep you updated and abreast of things going on there, and we'll start to really dig into the football as we approach this week. We'll do some divisional work this week, Shime, some awards work. We have really a countdown between now and next Thursday, and then Friday, obviously, will be sort of a Patriots. There's a lot of ground to cover in the next 2 weeks, and can't wait to do it, buddy. We'll talk tomorrow morning. Thank you.
Sounds good, Mutt. See you then.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard outdoor protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.